Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
The Pitcho Business Competition is a project that aims to empower and equip South Africans and African entrepreneurs through high value training and education. It's made possible by the combined efforts of the Northwest University Faculty of Economic and Management Science and its Beehive Enterprise Development Center, Radio Pulpit, IM Youth and TVN in Africa. Now I have the honor of talking to Mahla Tsimaila. She is the winner of last year's Pitch Your Business Competition, which ran over 9 months in the year 2023. And she joins us today for a retrospective interview about her experience in the competition. Mahlatsi, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, that's how a winner sounds like, you know?
Yay!
Congratulations!
Thank you.
Let's
so
do
much.
This! Wow, congratulations on winning the 2023 PTO Business Competition, Mahlatsi.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, can you take us back to the beginning and tell us what your business does and what was the initial inspiration for your business idea?
Okay, my name is Mahlatsi Mamaila. I'm the founder of INO Biodiesel, based in Pretoria. Mm-hmm. What we do is we collect waste cooking oil and convert it into green fuel, which is biodiesel, for a running engine, construction, farm mining equipment, generators, fleets, and aircraft as we face in disposal challenges, the high prices on fuel, and the electricity shortage. So at a very competitive price of 19.50 per liter. Yes. We, in partnership, we now, after winning the competition, we in partnership with 20,000 women and youth in rural communities, Limpopo and Mpumalanga, through regenerative agricultural development for food security, sustainable environment and economy, and in preventing waste oil from entering the rivers so our community can access to safe and clean water. And after winning the competition, our recognized and awarded by United Nations as the Entrepreneur of the Year 2023, Africa, yes, in inclusion of women, youth, boys and girls in rural communities in applying the power of digital technology for climate action.
Ah, we're not more Gauteng, we are losing out. Ah, wow. I didn't hear Gauteng anyway. But Mahlatsi, during the training, you learned about the business model canvas, which simplifies the long and arduous process of designing a 30-page business plan. What value do you think the business model canvas can bring to entrepreneurs such as yourself who want to focus on running their businesses?
So with me, before I started with the training, because it was a long journey, which I'm grateful because I've learned a lot. With me, I had a Canva business model before, but after the training, I realized that you're my business Canva. It's not making sense. It's not even aligning to my business and my business goals. Yeah. So after training and being mentored on that, even today, if you can ask me something, I still go back. Like, it's more like it's positioned like a business plan. It's a whole business plan in one in one page.
So the competition gave you access to an online training program focused on executing a compelling business pitch. Ne? In your business now, do you often find yourself having to pitch your business to potential sponsors, and how important it is for you to deliver a compelling and conscious pitch in those moments?
It wasn't easy for me because before joining the training, the pitch training and the mentorship and program, like my pitch was all over. I was like adding a lot of information which it was not aligning or making sense, or maybe not being accepted by the event pitching to. So after the learning from other entrepreneurs, the pitching, teachings, mentorship, and coaching, I went back to my pitching, bought my pitching slides, and I had to remove a lot of information. And like, yes, because it was very long. Even if you give me 3 minutes, by that time last day, I wouldn't finish my pitch. So I had to put in like simple format pictures, what I did, my traction, the business, like what I do, and not focusing more on the product, on what the business does, where we wear the traction and everything. So like now in 2 minutes I can deliver my pitch, which I'm grateful after. Yes, which I'm grateful. It like it made traction for us. Which I'm grateful that after winning the competition, like last 3 weeks, I was invited in Germany. Everything paid, so they wanna do business with me. It's a aircraft where they tackling into aviation, climate change, so they want to move into greenfield. So I was invited there, like to negotiate on how we can implement new technology and in supplying them with the green field from
go girl. Yes. You are exactly what we need. You are exactly what we need for petrol. Remember when I spoke to you the other time, I said I can't find ways of how we can use that for even fueling the car. But now the competition was designed to be accessible to all participants regardless of their demographics and nationality by making the training videos available online. Please explain how you might have benefited from the training sessions being available and easily accessible online.
With the training that was always available online, which I still have some of the
material,
material tools and everything like saved in my files.
Yeah.
It was an opportunity for forward training journey that helped me to develop new ways of thinking, expanding my skills. Also, I've gained the skills to turn like problems, those business problems, into opportunity by using the advised structure that I still go back today and check if I'm still on the right track. And in creative thinking, in having a clear and impactful way that will make my business still stand out and still attract investors and customers. Which it also unlocked more opportunity for me, which I still have the materials, the tools and everything, and still go back today and see if I'm still aligned or I'm still at the right track of running and growing the business. So it has been amazing.
You are so inspiring. You are so inspiring. So now the PTO business competition took you through several challenges, from having to make time for the training sessions, presenting your business ideas on paper, applying the business model canvas on your own business, and submitting a video of you delivering a business pitch. Which of these did you find most challenging and why?
With me, when I started applying, I saw that on Facebook that there's a call for entrepreneurs, youth entrepreneurs, to join this program. So I was like, no, let me just try, I will see. So being in the program, I saw that, it's long, it's going to be difficult, like I'm dropping out. I was like, no, let me just give it a try and see. First, it was difficult for me because thinking that, I still have to go back and do my business Canva, and the competition is very high. I'm not even closer to some of the entrepreneurs where they are, how they deliver their pitch or their public presentation and everything. I think I made a decision to stay disciplined. Also, like, standing out and taking the challenges, like I challenged myself on the program journey because it was long and very impactful for me personally and for my business. Which for me, like, it has It wasn't easy when I started, but I eventually started to enjoy it. I enjoyed after my business canva because I saw, okay, it became so easier for me to write down the pitch, the business plan, the financials, what my business needs, where I'm lacking. It became more clear after the business canva session, the one we attended, and the slides they were sharing with us. It became clear, and I started enjoying the progress.
Wow, that's so inspiring. And now the Pitcho Business Competition 2024 has already begun. Reboot. Do you have any words for those who might consider coming or becoming a participant on it?
What I would say is, give it a shot. If you believe in your idea, don't hesitate. Like, do it. Just do it. And if you have done it before, this time, do it with audacity.
Wow.
Just do it. It's very big because it has opened doors for me. Like, I didn't know I would even been recognized by the UN. I will even go to Germany, fully paid transport, accommodation, and food, and getting the opportunity. It opens doors. It's not just a program. It's a major investment.
Wow. Wow, that is so awesome. That is so awesome. And you nearly missed it, ne? Because you're comparing yourself with other entrepreneurs. You nearly went, Kati, you were the one God had chosen for 2023.
Yes, I was comparing myself. No, here I won't stand a chance. Yeah. You're like attending, viewing some, because where we were like delivering our business canva presentation and everything, I will see people I'm competing with, and I will go through their profiles, check their name, go back to the social media. I was like, hey, what am I doing here? But look at me now.
Yeah, the awesome thing is that you are not God. So as you said to those who are aspiring to be part of Pitch Your Business 2024 this year, like, they should just enter. Just enter, man. Throw yourself in.
Just enter. Don't be serious. Just trust the process, relax, enjoy yourself, and don't be serious. Like, just enter, just do it.
Yeah. So when are you coming to Gauteng? When are you including us women and youth in Gauteng?
Definitely. I'm working on something with the lady from Rustenburg I'm looking to work with women in Gauteng soon. If not this year, November, earlier next year, January.
Wow. Thank you so much for talking to us, and we wish you all of God's best as you're moving forward. May He open more and more doors, more than the UK.
Thank you so much.
May He take you to places that you never thought He would. So thank you so much for also talking to us and also encouraging our competitors in 2024.
Thank you so much. I receive it.
Thank you, Matlatsi. Now, family, do remember that it's for you who is starting a new business, or you're taking your business to the next level, then it's time to pitch your business. So if we did it last year, we are doing it again in 2023. And who knows, you might be the one coming up on tour.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring. 24 hours a day.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.